two, three.
For some reason, when I imitate John, he gets it somewhat of a twang. Ha! I'm Jonathan Kowalski.
And that's, suddenly
that started long ago. When we first did our first Ocean in Maine, I think.
Which is great because that brings me up to the first thing I wanted to talk about today.
Oh no.
Is the recap of, you know, as for those that didn't listen last week, we pulled names out of that and we picked who was going to do the stamps for Ocean in Maine, and Jen and Kayla were the lucky two people that got to do it.
Yeah, it was rigged.
Leslie, it's funny because Leslie had said what before you left.
Yep, as I was going out the door, I said I want the two people who haven't been on camera yet.
To do it. So.
Your wish was granted.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think? So just to recap, what did you guys think of being our Ocean in Maine stand-up hosts?
It was fine.
It was fine?
Yep.
Was it as bad?
I went to school for that and was graded on it many a time. So it was just kind of all coming back to me. All the pointers, like inflections, instead of being like, on this episode, Beyond Ocean in Maine, like you have to be like, duh, like end sentences.
Yeah.
So it was all coming back to me.
So you'll do it again?
No.
We said no.
Well, the hat decides.
The hat has chosen.
The hat has chosen.
Right.
So a few weeks to show. So a few months from now, when the next episode comes out, we'll pull names of the hat again. Who knows? The two of you might get it again.
And Sean will just never get chosen.
Probably. The way these things usually work.
Well, Sean will say Sabine Marine. He has those states Sabine Marine, so he's been on camera.
He likes it.
Yeah, I'm saying the person
who would
want
it. But the fun of it is the whole idea of, like, not really wanting to do it, but you have to do it.
Okay.
Because the hat has chosen you.
And then I get to be paparazzi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Taking pictures of everybody who doesn't want to be on camera.
Don't put them up.
Staff shared, but
I think those need to go up on social media.
Yeah. I was making some interesting faces. I don't know if I want to put that up.
Well, you'll put them up. Just take one or two good ones. Put them up this following week.
Because I looked, so I wanted to see if anything was Instagram worthy. Nothing was.
I used to have a folder from the old place. I can't remember what I called it. It was like weird staff pictures, but it was a really funny name. And it was just weird, like freeze frames from us from like
that collection
Oktoberfest.
Freeze frame of us from Oktoberfest. Oh, there's the collection of us from Ocean in Maine. We're just all making like weird faces.
I made a whole collage of it.
I like how we're wearing matching t-shirts.
I know we really are killing it. I sure would.
I mean, on any given day, I feel like that happens with any of us.
I feel like somewhere here, two people wearing the same article of clothing. All right, so we were going to do a mailbag, but we didn't get any mail, which was okay, you know, whatever. But it was funny. At our board meeting this past week, one of our board members said that they enjoy listening to the podcast.
Oh.
So people are listening, and people of importance are listening to this podcast, so... That's kind of nice that we're actually... That's what?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Mike picked it up, don't worry.
Yeah, I'll go back and listen. So it's good that people are enjoying our podcast. So we're not doing this for nothing. So I pulled a couple topics for today's podcast. I'm already laughing, looking at them.
That makes me nervous.
The second one I'll leave for afterwards. But this one, the first one's more MC Teeter relevant. So I'm going to ask it. So the question here is, what's your most interesting member or individual moment in the community with like a member of an MCTV member or an individual in the community in your work at MCTV?
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Like that like, most like awkward, weird moment you've had with a member or... someone in the community in your role. I can think of one for you with or off the top of my head. I can think of one for you. I can think of the taser night.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
You gonna talk about it?
No. I don't want to talk about people.
You don't have to name the person. Was that also the same town meeting as the pizza? I want to order a pizza?
Subs. I wanted...
You were going to pizza?
No.
Was that the same town meeting?
No.
Was that...
Yeah, that was all... Who's got their cell phone?
Boo.
Just going crazy. Sean?
What?
Is that you?
No, it was not me.
Jen?
It wasn't me. My phone's always on silent.
My phone's on silent.
I don't even have my phone with me.
Me neither.
Is there a phone?
Yeah, I don't even have mine. It's you.
It's not me. Mine's phone. I've got one message, and it wouldn't be that ringtone. So it's got to be one of you guys.
It's not right. Sean. It's not
silent.
Yeah.
So Leslie, am I telling
you? And I'm really popular,
awkward,
so no text.
Your most, like, interesting interaction with the community.
I'll think of a different one. I don't want to talk about people, and that's kind of
you're
a
not talking
one.
About people. You don't have to name people.
Maybe someone else can go. John?
I will go.
No one ever remembers my name. That's the only awkward thing I have to deal with. I'm like, it's Kayla.
Gotta get your nameplate at the front desk there.
I should get a nameplate.
Every Thursday is an awkward situation.
Those guys are.
In some way or another.
At least it's humor. Yeah. Full humor. Mm-hmm. The one I'm thinking of, and Leslie was here, was with me for, was when I was asked if I watched porn.
Yes, happen.
We had a former member who had a way with words. He used to scramble words a lot. And so we were in the old place, and I forgot what he was doing. He goes, hey, John, do you watch porn?
And both of us, straight up. We didn't know what to do.
What? And he meant to say pawn, like Pawn Stars the show.
Oh.
And I was like, do you mean, and trying my best not to say his name and be like, I'm like, do you mean like Pawn Stars?
It like took a little bit though.
He was like,
he said
yeah.
it like a few times.
It was very uncomfortable. We were like hanging lights or something like that.
We were getting the cameras ready.
It was just really like that extremely weird interaction.
Yeah. Yep.
So that was mine.
Yeah.
Leslie?
I'm trying to think of.
Or Sean.
One.
Sean, you've probably had a few in your time doing government.
Yeah. One wasn't necessarily a moment that I was particularly involved with, but there was a zoning board meeting I was recording, and it just, like, made me feel awkward. I think it was the Harbor Master meeting when it was, like, the initial meeting when everybody was, like, coming and listening to like what they're trying to do, and basically everybody in the room was against it. And I mean, I have no opinion on the matter really, but this one woman, they had just took a break because some lady started just yelling at them, just yelling at the board. And I'm like, do I keep recording this? Like, should I zoom in on this lady to show who it is? And like, yeah. And they take a 5-minute break, and she keeps going. She's just yelling and yelling, and no one's even in the room anymore, and she's just like yelling. And the police chief comes in, and he's just like, ma'am, you're acting absolutely disgraceful right now. I had turned the camera off because I was like, all right, this isn't really public record anymore. Like, this is just a lady just like airing her grievances to this community here, and no one's really listening. But she's just yelling, and she's going back and forth with the chief, and he's just like, no, like, stop. And then he ends up coming over to me and asking if I recorded any of it. And I'm assuming to watch to see what she did, because he wasn't in the room the whole time. But that also made me feel awkward. But yeah, that was one of my more awkward moments.
Those like government meetings are really awkward, especially when you're like an innocent bystander in the middle of like. I was at a planning board meeting years ago, and something happened where this woman wasn't on the agenda that should have been on, and so like she's behind me screaming at the planning board, and the planning board's just sitting there like, "Wow, we're sorry."
So I guess that's what my situation was.
Yeah.
That you want me to talk about.
It's hilarious.
I guess it's public record, but. The town meeting, and yes, all those town meetings were in one whole one. I got in a car accident and was, like, so tired. It went for 4 days. I just wanted some, like, subs, and we had to, like, set
medication
up.
Medication was making you loopy.
The medication was making me loopy, and I just wanted food, and we were on the walkie-talkies, like, but we were in the audience. I'm like, you think they'll deliver, like, a pitcher to the front, and like you know, like a soda, right? Yeah, a soda, and like so I was with the interns. I was like talking to the interns, and I was like, and maybe some subs. Like, well, we're at town meeting, front row. Like, I was like going crazy. This was all. This was all. Yeah, this was all the same. The same town meeting, and on this town meeting, there was a person who stood up to talk to the microphone, and it happened to be that the microphone was very close to me. And he got upset about an issue about tasers.
He wanted the police chief to be to demonstrate.
Yeah, so he asked the police chief to be tasered, and he got really upset that they told him that he was done talking. And so he just yelled for a little bit and then stood there.
And they said, then they told him to sit down. So he was like, "Make me,
make me." Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he said, make me, make me. And then they were like, we're going to move on. And then he just stood there.
I wish I had my phone because I do have a photo of you.
Like, right, yeah, right next to me, mad. Like, he's like, what was he, like, right here or something? Probably like, it was like
you to Jen, if not closer.
Oh, it was really close. And I was like, I'm like trying to, like, film.
Her and Jen are, like, sitting right next to each other.
No, I think I'm pretty sure it was closer than that. Like, I was, like, really uncomfortable. And he's, like, standing there just really mad for a really long time. And, like, he's, like, right next to me. It's like.
And you know, if they tased him, he would have died. Like,
if someone yelled, tase him.
It was like a crazy situation.
I'll tell you who it was later. It kept going next to me. You'd be like, I think a lot of the crowd was going to want to tase.
Oh, I know who it is.
It was just kind of a uncomfortable situation, and there was a lot going on that town meeting.
It was hilarious. So you almost pulled like a Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Spicoli gets the pizza ordered in the middle of class. You came close.
Yeah, no, I was really, really hungry. We had, like, we went really late for days and days. And I was on medication for my back, so I just was like.
Well, the funny thing is, you sent me a text that when you got into an accident saying, I got into an accident, I have to go to the hospital, I should be in a couple hours.
So I came into work at like 6, I wanted to get here early because I just had a lot of stuff to do, and we had town meetings, so that took up all my time, and of course, like, I go to get a bagel, and I pull out, and my car just gets smashed, and I was like, oh, I really need to get to work, my car is being, like, dragged off the street. I'm getting into an ambulance, and I'm texting John. I should be there in a couple hours. It won't. He's like, dude, go home. I was like, no, I got work to do, and we have town meetings, so I'll be there. Yeah. I got there. It did take all day. But
I don't think you got there that day.
Was that a different day? Was that, like, a Wednesday?
I think you. It might have been on Monday.
It might have been a different day than town meeting.
Wednesday, Thursday was the Tuesday meeting.
Town meeting was like Monday, Tuesday, and then I think I got on it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or something. Yeah, it was a weird week, so it was like in between town meeting. So maybe
that was also the same. Was that the same year I cut my hand open?
Oh, I don't know if that was the same year. We're going off on a tangent. We're going off on a tangent. Let's keep moving.
Yeah. All right, so the next thing. They have like today is national something or other.
Yeah, donuts. Every other day, something
donut day. Today is national, and here are the following: today's National Collector Car Appreciation Day, National there you go, Leslie.
It's my day.
National Tape Measure Day, National Nude Day.
Oh.
National Nude Day.
Yeah, but there's one that's a lot more important than National Nude Day.
Let's hear it.
Are you sure?
You listen. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, that's important.
I like that.
I actually saw a news story on it this morning. That's probably why.
So what is the best mac and cheese you've ever had?
Oh, no.
Cast and Flag and Buffalo mac and cheese.
Ooh. Wow. That's a close second for me. I will go with Tinker Sun mac and cheese.
Oh, I really like triple cheese mac and cheese in the box, and then like I add like some other fixings to it and Parmesan cheese. Fixins. Yeah, I make it like nice and creamy. Yeah, like a little bit of like garlic powder.
Cheese.
I know it sounds weird, but yeah, that's my go-to.
Random. I don't even remember the name of the restaurant. I'm gonna be killed for not remembering the name of the restaurant or where in Rhode Island. But this random restaurant in Rhode Island, when we went to go drop off my boyfriend's younger sister at Providence College, we went out to lunch after, and it was like the most amazing mac and cheese, and the waiters like would not tell us, like, it was like some kind of like a funky like seasoning, and we were like, what is in this? And they wouldn't tell us. And she was like, I date the chef, and she was like, and he still won't tell me. And we were like, okay.
My favorite mac and cheese was from my senior year roommate's dad. He's a guy who goes around to restaurants or chains and stuff and sells them food. He would just give us tons of frozen food. And one of them was like this big, huge bag of frozen bag of bacon cheddar mac and cheese. Oh. And let me tell you, it was great for a group of six guys who were hungry. So
one awesome. Of my friends Snapchatted him putting bacon cheddar mac and cheese on like just a baked potato that he made, and I was like, that is genius.
Sounds
like,
yeah,
that's
sounds
so
amazing.
Smart.
I'm hungry right now.
I'm
gonna go to Panera and get mac and cheese.
Panera.
What are we doing the hat that for?
I was gonna get to that.
Okay.
So I have a bag in my for those that are listening, they can't see, I have a bag in my hand. So I was thinking down the road we could do, or starting to maybe do some individual podcasts, some one-on-one podcasts. I know people wouldn't volunteer, and because there was so much fun last week with pulling the names I have for Ocean Maine, I was like, you know what? Let's pull who gets to go first in the one-to-one podcast.
Like,
sit down with me and
talk with you? Okay. I just thought it would be like one person in a
just
microphone.
Talking.
No.
That sounds like we already
Yeah. You beat me to it. All right, so all your names are in here. So I'm going to shake the bag up just so we're fair.
I'm going to get chosen, just a heads up.
All right, ready?
That's my luck.
And then as we go along, I'm just going to pull one name out at a time.
I meant all the names to narrow me.
That's what we said last time.
Yeah, it was just us.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I want to see them all after.
Nobody trusts.
Here's what we do. We should process elimination.
Oh, yeah, so who
is it? The
last
one in the bag.
Yeah. So we already pulled the name. Yeah, right. Don't put it back in.
That's the person who's going to be
Charlotte.
It. No. So the people that
aren't it.
Well, this is stressful. Leslie!
Of course,
it's
going to
be me.
Because they all say Leslie.
Yeah. That would be so great. That would be perfect. All right,
next one. Jen.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
So it's between the two of you.
Oh, okay.
It's
who gets to go? Who gets to be the first one-to-one podcast?
Me, Kayla. Who is it not?
Are we making bets?
I just saw it in the light.
I bet you it's not going to be
me. Say it. Who is it? I saw
Sean.
Sean in the light.
I told you.
Wow, you are getting screwed on me.
I have the worst luck of anyone.
You are getting screwed up. Let's just make sure that I wrote your name in here. Yep, you're in here.
Yep.
Now, should we go in that order for the...
No, the drama is so much better.
It's going to be, every week.
Every few weeks. I mean, I'm not going to put all do all of you at once. I mean.
So, do we get a week off?
Yeah.
We get 3 weeks off, right? Yeah. To keep going, because everyone gets a turn.
I'm going
to,
because maybe we'll do a group
and then
we
all go back
so
into
next week,
that.
You and I are the podcast.
All right.
So get ready. Brace yourself.
I love it.
And then maybe we'll do another group podcast, and then maybe a few weeks afterwards we'll do... And pull another name and figure out who's who. And yeah.
Do you have a quote for us?
Yeah, do you have a quote?
It's a weird one. I guess it's the one that I read earlier. Please love and take care of my cats and all the hungry people and creatures of the world.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Just
one.
My cats,
there
though.
Go.
You said it earlier before the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We started.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Good job.
All right.
Yay.
That's today's podcast.
The end.
The end.